Old-time musician Jim Costa gave a performance Wednesday night at the West Virginia Humanities Council. It was part of the West Virginia Folklife Program. In a crowded room of about 60 people, Summers County native Jim Costa held a historic harmonica to his lips and played Civil War tunes, like this one. He also played songs on a banjo from the 1800s. Among his many achievements, Costa was in the film Mate One back in 1987. Over his lifetime, he's collected enough historic instruments, clocks, hatchets, and other tools to fill a small museum. 26-year-old folklorist Zoe Van Buren from the University of North Carolina spent her summer last year documenting Costa's legacy.
And I think that actually what he's accomplished is more than what a single museum can do.
Van Buren is a native of New York City. She says she's drawn to learning about the way people used to build buildings, cook food, and play music in years past.
Tradition is always about the next generation, not just about the last one. It doesn't mean just that from the past. It's the way that we interpret and use the past to guide us into the future.
One of the things that impressed her the most about Jim Costa was his skill at fixing old things, like clocks and instruments.
You can't hurt anything. It can always be repaired.
Costa kept his warm smile as somebody knocked one of his instruments to the ground by mistake.
I've loved you always, yes.
He finished the show with a love ballad that traveled to West Virginia from England hundreds of years ago.
Oh, darling, believe me, far over the sea, through life or death, oh, faithful I'll be.
Costa's presentation was a part of the West Virginia Folklife Program, a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council. The state folklorist, Emily Hilliard, is working with Zoe Van Buren to record Costa's stories and help ensure that his cultural knowledge is preserved. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston.